Just the takeaway from today's tour. What brought you here today, and what do you take away?
Well, you heard about the line that we went to, the 40-millimeter line. That's something new here that got transferred from Milan, Tennessee. It's going to involve a significant number of new jobs as well, which is really good. But bottom line is what they're doing here is for our national defense, and I'm very happy to be representing this area in Congress, as I have been for the last 6 years. But I want to get an update on that. My office was very important in making sure that we were able to get that process under control and expedited. I'm really glad that that they're working as hard as they are on this, and we'll get some more people employed here eventually, too.
And that's, are there opportunities to bring more operations to this plant?
Yeah, certainly more people once they get the operations running at full strength, and that's what's really going to be critical. It's good for our national security. It's good for the economy, and it does mean more jobs.
I was going to say, there's so much talk about what's coming up, the budget cuts, especially after that. I mean, is there any indication as to what might happen to a plant like this after sequestration?
No, not yet. And as you know, a number of us are very concerned about what sequestration may do to our national defense. To take a MEDAX approach to this part of the budget or any part of the budget doesn't make any sense. What Congress and the President have to do is make sure that a lot of thoughtful considerations given before January 2nd, January 3rd, the beginning of next year, as far as what happens. Sequestration has to be avoided, as far as I'm concerned. It's an unthinking approach. I didn't vote for it in the first place, but it's an unthinking approach to balancing our budget. And we have to be, I think, very thoughtful about it and make sure that we don't balance the budget the wrong way.
Could you talk a little bit about the process that your office was involved in to help facilitate things here?
Well, whenever there is a movement from one part of the country to another, it's very complicated, as you might imagine. There were, you know, some environmental issues that had to be worked through as well, and we're able to do that. It was everything was supposed to happen as it did, but it just took longer than it should have, so we're able to expedite that process.
Do you see any way to avoid sequestration? Is there any last-minute agreement, last-minute deal to avoid what's going to come?
Well, unfortunately, the last minute is many months away, as you know. So at this point, it's really hard to say. All I can say is that when I talk to people in the district, they're fed up with how things get done in Washington, D.C., as you might imagine, as I am too. There are a lot of us who talk on an individual basis to one another, but the leaderships really have to sit down and work this out and sit down at a table like this and look across the table eye to eye with each other and figure out how this is going to happen. Because, as I said, a lot of us have our own private conversations with each other, urge our leaders to do the right thing, urge the leaderships to do the right thing, but it's going to take leadership. There's no doubt about it.
You talk about the getting stuff done in Washington. So much is going on with the election, where I think I said about 75 days away. What do you think of the tone that's gone on right now with the election?
Well, it's ugly, and the American people are fed up with it. And in Iowa, where we see all these commercials, what I'm hearing from people is that they're tired of it already. And we haven't even begun my election, the congressional election, and others at lower levels. So people are already tired of these commercials, from what I hear. People would like to see a selection happen sooner rather than later. But in terms of getting things done, as you probably know, if you look at the House calendar at least, I can't speak for the Senate, right now between, and you said there's 75, 76 days to go between now and the election. If you were to look at the House calendar right now, you would see that at most there are 13 days when I am supposed to be in Washington, D.C. and in session. I think if we told the American people that, they would wonder, they wouldn't wonder, they would know why things are not going to get done before the election. It's unacceptable as far as I'm concerned. Do I want to be in my district talking to as many folks as possible, visiting, you know, the ammunition plant, getting around the 24 counties, hearing from people what they think the priorities should be? Of course I want to do that. But at the same time, there's no farm bill. Taxes need to be extended. Tax issues have to be dealt with. All these things that have to be dealt with before September 30th in the case of the farm bill. The leadership in the House of Representatives never should have sent us home without a farm bill. And as you know, that's something I've been talking about quite a bit.
So. Does that, that to-do list, does that play into why you decided not to attend this year's national convention?
That's a great question. Actually, I did attend in 2008, but for the longest time, I had, you know, for for quite a few months ago, I decided I wasn't going to attend. Part of it's because I do have a lot to learn in the new district. I do have 24 counties. That's the biggest part of it. It doesn't make any sense for me to take 4 days. Even the last convention, because of the floods, I was not there the entire time. I didn't go until later because of the floods that hit the second district. And now we've got to be dealing with jobs and the economy. And of course, as you know, I'm very, very keen on the idea of making sure that taxpayers don't pay for these conventions, too, and we'll be talking about that as these conventions approach.
You sponsored a bill.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Of course, yeah. I think I'm the only Democrat. There may be more. I was the first one that got on it with Tom Cole from Oklahoma, and we'll talk about that some, too.
What do you expect to hear, what do you hope to hear out of the Democratic convention, at least?
It's hard to know at this point. I mean, obviously there's very little drama. I mean, President Obama's going to be renominated, and I am supporting him, as you know. But my focus really is on the district, doing these kinds of things, getting around, talking to folks, and doing my job here.